So Ryan punches their ticket into to the finals with a monster victory over a tough Newman Goretti team. And again, nice win for the Archbishop Ryan Red Raiders. Joined now by Thomas Sorber, Darren Williams. Gentlemen, congratulations on this win. Of course, Thomas, you know, of course, we go back to the days when your older brother Peter was playing at Notre Dame. You're making a name for a legacy for yourself. First off, 16 rebounds tonight. That's got to be at least close to a PCL record.
I hope so. You know, my coaches just told me and my friends told me just to get every rebound because nobody out there can out-jump me, and I have long arms as well.
Darren, of course, your proudest moment, it seems, was the bank was open even on late Wednesday night. Talk about that.
It was definitely me trusting in my work, trusting in what I do in the gym and what I practice with. So it just came with just act like I was out there by myself and getting to my spot.
Just in case anybody's wondering right now, the reason why I'm like back and forth, I'm trying to get the final score of this game. But you know what? Let's talk about, again, final bound, second time in 3 years. 2 years ago, you two were just sophomores. You're seniors coming into what could be, well, not what could be, what will be the final time you play in a league game. We'll start with you. What's going through your mind right now?
You know, I'll just say, like, a lot of different emotions, you know. I don't know if I want to be sad or happy because of what happened 2 years ago. But I know coming Monday, I'm going to get that shit. Well, we will get that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you Def, Darren, it kind of seems like, because you've certainly grown up a lot. I know you've gotten I'll tell you this, you've definitely gotten a lot taller and you've gotten a lot more mature. Do you feel that, like you've done that?
Definitely. I definitely feel like I matured a lot over the years, making better decisions for my teammates, having a better shot selection, and knowing the decisions to make at what moment.
Let's talk about the supporting cast performance. Jaden Murray was excellent down the stretch. I got to give it to one other man. In that first half, he seemed to be kind of the unsung hero. We're talking about a guy who rarely plays, Ryan Everett. Your thoughts?
Ryan Everett, man, we just told him to come in. Every game we tell him to come in and come shoot confident. Because we know he's going to hit one. So once he starts hitting one, then he'll start hitting the next three.
One last question. I know you've got plenty of people, again, to talk to. You're headed to Georgetown in the Big East. Why Ed Cooley? What makes Georgetown? I mean, there was talk that you might be headed to go to the Big Five and play at Villanova.
Well, Coach Cooley showed me something that no other coach showed me, and that was loyalty. Because when he went to Georgetown, he brought his whole coaching staff and everybody that was with him that made him succeed in Providence. So it's just that he's giving back to the people that gave to him.
Thomas Sorber, Sharif Jackson, Monday night. We'll let you go because I know you got people to talk to. One last question for you, Darren Williams, FGCU, and tell us about why you made this decision.
I made a decision to go down to FGCU because I definitely like the way Coach Chambers coaches. All of the coaches are mainly Philly-based, so they definitely can connect with my environment where I've grown up at. They can relate to it. Most importantly, like with Coach Chambers, he played in the system, but he lets his guards play. He let them work. He let them go, and he let them showcase their talents and their confidence with what they can do.
48-43 again, your final score. Ryan back in the finals for the second time in 3 years. They're trying to stop Roman from yet another PCL title. Darren Williams, Thomas Sorber, congratulations. Get some rest. We'll see you back here Monday night.
Thank you.